Pornographic Productions, in association with J. Arthur Rank Outsider, presents... Frankenstein's Monster Meets Dracula, the Werewolf, the Mummy, and the Creature from 20,000 Fathoms.
The time is 1850, or 10 to 7, as we say in England. My name is Lyndon Baines Sink Plunger. I live in Bloomsbury, and as our story opens, I was toasting a muffin.
Your very good health, Muffin. Thank you.
Yes, and you too. And there came a knock at the door.
Oh, Mr. Sink Plunger, you must help me. You must. My name is George.
Well, there's not a lot I can do then, is there?
Let me finish. Oh. My name is Georgina Clapper.
Clapper. The name rang a bell. I'd heard of the family, renowned athletes all. Nobody could run like the Clappers. What can I do for you, my dear?
It's my brother Engelbert. He's disappeared under mysterious circumstances.
I see. Well, now this sounds like a job for a skilled detective. Have you tried Holmes?
Oh, yes, yes. Dr. Bernardo's, the old people's, and the Battersea dogs. He's not at any of them. I heard you were about to set out for Transylvania. That's where Engelbert disappeared. Oh, Mr. Sink Plunger, take me with you.
I considered the matter. Transylvania was no place for a defenseless, fragile creature with delicate sensibilities, like me. And I might as well take this sturdy young woman along for protection. We decided to start our journey at once. I paused only to throw something into a Gladstone bag.
Why are you throwing me into a Gladstone bag?
Well, I can't afford tickets for both of us.
The scene changes to a castle in Transylvania. Locked in an underground laboratory...
Miss Smith, just a minute.
Yes, sir.
You deliberately used the American pronunciation for a cheap laugh, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well done. Continue.
Thank you very much. Locked in an underground laboratory, a certain Baron Frankenstein is busy with his beastly experiments.
They said it couldn't be done by man, but I'm doing it. See, in this test tube, I add a little of this powder to the bubbling liquid. I pour in the contents of this container, then a milligram of this white liquid. There, you see, monster. Ah! A superb cup of cocoa. Do you want some?
No, thank you, Master. It rushed my terminals.
Right. I shall proceed with my experiment. Come, monster, lend me a hand.
Yes, what-o? Catch!
Oh. No, I meant assist me, you fool. Let us check that everything is in order. Operating table, straps, electrical devices, helpless maiden. Hey, where's the helpless maiden?
Oh, Lord, it quite slipped my memory on.
Oh! How can I perform my work without proper facilities? I, the great Baron Frankenstein, DSC, mad. Oh, get out of my way. I shall go and find a helpless maiden myself.
Meanwhile, Miss Clapper and I had arrived in the sleepy little Transylvanian village of Duderspitz. We entered the ancient inn, which was named after the Duke of Orange, or to give the continental name, Duc à l'Orange. A figure loomed from the shadows, wrapped from head to toe in ancient strips of linen. It held a curiously colored ushabti in its hand. It spoke.
I bring a warning from the pharaohs, a warning from the pharaohs. Southerly gales are expected, spreading later to Fair Isle, Dogger, Humber, and Finisterre.
Yes, thank you. It's just as well to know these things. Now, tell me, where's the innkeeper?
That is me. I'm also the innkeeper. Good afternoon. You are welcome to do the splits.
Not just now, thank you.
Later, perhaps, but... first a meal. Now, what have you, good innkeeper?
I can offer the lady my cold Wiener schnitzel.
Lovely. Any chance of a good full-bodied wine?
Certainly, I lock the dog out.
We dined well, and later on he helped me carry my bags to my room. I was quite surprised. These days it's difficult to get a mummy's help. But after he left, I stood at the window gazing at the full moon, and suddenly I began to change into something horrible. A pair of cerise pajamas I'd been given for Christmas. And then I heard something creaking.
It's the plot, if you ask me.
There in the corner was a secret panel. It opened, I closed it. It opened again, I closed it again. Well, I don't mind. I quite enjoy panel games.
Yeah, stop messing about. Let me in. You know who I am.
Good grief. Those staring eyes, that white face, those incredible teeth. It's Ken Dodd.
No, of course it isn't. It's me. I'm Count Dracula. I've come to make an appeal for blood donors.
Stay back. I have something in my hand that'll frighten off any of your sort. It's a lucky rabbi's foot.
I think that's a misprint, isn't it? Shouldn't it be? Oh. Oh, my mistake. Yeah, I ain't got time to muck about. Come on, give us your throat. Come on, don't be shy.
Never, never. I backed away from him, making the sign that all vampires dread.
Ooh, you rude thing.
He disappeared through the panel, leaving behind a faint odour of graveyards and Lily of the Valley. I bundled Lily into the panel after him. I decided I couldn't spend another moment in that dreadful room. I went out into the corridor where I passed a restless night. Sir Darcy Grote, as it happened.
Evening, couldn't you sleep either?
He was a tall, stately figure, holding his head proudly under his left arm.
I never sleep. I'm doomed to walk these corridors forever, searching, searching.
Well, I think it's down there and to the right, sir. Before you go, tell me, have you seen anything of my travelling companion, Miss Clapper?
Now that you mention it, I did see a young lady in the corridor. She was bound and gagged and being stuffed into a sack by a mad scientist that didn't think anything of it at the time.
Good grief, who was he?
Baron Frankenstein, I believe. He's notorious around here. He's got the biggest loss in this part of the country.
There was no time to lose. I ran through the night. Which was rather rude of me, I suppose. Outside, a special effects man raged. I headed for the castle. I could only hope I would be in time.
Oh, Baron Frankenstein, why have you locked us both in this laboratory? Why have you strapped me to this operating table?
Well, my dear, it's not generally known, but I have a monster. I need replacements for him. From time to time, you understand, spares, you might say. You are a woman of many parts, some of them useful to me. I can use that part, and that part. I can't use that part, but that part's not bad.
No, no, oh, let me go, let me go.
I see, oh, I shall have to resort, no. I shall have to resort to a gag.
Air hostess to sick passenger.
Tell me, sir, have you got vertigo?
Oh.
Passenger, no, only as far as Birmingham. Yes, I thought that would quieten you.
I myself had struggled up the steep mountain track, fending off werewolves with my amulet, zombies with my talisman, and encyclopedia salesman with my credit rating. I stood outside looking up at the castle.
Incidentally, for my many fans, I, Douglas Smith, am playing the castle. I stand athwart the mountain top, solid, immovable. I am a tall, grey bastion.
Well, I don't think anybody will argue with that, Smith. Now, come on, drop your drawbridge and let me in.
Oh. Oh, very well. Creak, creak, creak.
A hideous creature lurched towards me, reaching out with his great hairy hands. He spoke.
It cost you half a crown to see round this stately Douglas Smith, mister.
Oh, very fair. Here you are.
Thank you. Straight ahead is a fine example of a Gothic courtyard. And on the left you can see the crypt. I don't know if you'd care to creep in.
Not just now, thank you, no.
Please yourself. Now, continuing our tour, we have on the right the secret underground laboratory of Baron Frankenstein.
This was what I've been waiting for. I pushed the monster aside. The scene that met my gaze sent a chill through my marrow, and it didn't do much for my Brussels sprouts either. Miss Clapper was held on an operating table by a steel band.
Oh, thank heavens you've come, Mr. Sink Plunger. This foul fiend was about to...
Foul fiend? 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 What sort of way is there to talk about me? Just because I'm a mad scientist, do you think I don't feel... I feel as much as anybody. I feel more than... I feel more than some. Do you think I don't sob in the night as I twist and turn on my pally ass?
There now.
I didn't want to be a mad scientist. Mummy wanted it for me. I wanted to be a mad greengrocer. I sobbed and buried his head in hands.
Come, Miss Clapper, let us continue the search for your brother Engelbert.
Never mind our brother Engelbert. You shall not leave. Monster, stop them.
Yes, Master, yes. Stay still. Stay where you are, outside.
Oh, look. Those electrodes buried in his neck. Those crude stitches. The shaven skull. The wires hanging from his nostrils. Oh, Engelbert, you haven't changed a bit.